How can you make a decision as a business owner if you don't know where you're going? And so what happens without vision is there's distraction and there's uncertainty and lack of commitment, which, you know, sometimes is based on fear. So that vision is so key, but of course, so is the purpose.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. My name's Rick Nusky, and do I have a treat for you today? On the line, I'm with Joy Taylor. How are you, Joy?
I'm fantastic because I'm with you and everyone else, Rick.
Yes, fantastic. We were just having a good old chat prior to the formal part of the call. And I love doing that, Joy, because, you know, you get a bit of a background, a bit of a pulse for the call that's coming up today. And I think we have something special for the My Future Business audience. As I've mentioned to you, we are startup entrepreneurs and small to medium-sized business owners. And I think you're going to get a kick out of this one because Joy's a book author, very established. In fact, she has some references from some amazing people, and I'm going to let her talk about that. But Joy, what we normally do at the start of the call is give the My Future Business audience a bit of a background about you. So if you wouldn't mind to spending a couple of minutes telling us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, it'll be short because I really want to talk about everyone's businesses and what we can do now. You know, God, that's me. So yes. I think that's me in a nutshell. I just really, ever since I was little, I for the most part have been inclined to follow my bliss. Now, of course, I have fumbled and I have fallen and I have ran into the pleasing trap or the proving trap way too many times, which most of us do. But I have been an entrepreneur my whole life. And I started in healing modality as a somatic practitioner. Mm-hmm. So my first career was that of a healer. And my business was my love, and it grew quickly. And I realized I also wanted to be involved in people's whole wellness, not just their body wellness. I started carrying a line of products from the Amazon rainforest. I took it online. It expanded. It grew. And I found that I had a knack for sales and education and training. And so I began coaching other people who were carrying that line of products, which, I'll just make it short, led me into this wonderful world that I am in today, which is to be a business consultant, to be a business coach, to be an author, to be an inspirational speaker. And I'm honored continually to be working with who I think are the heroes and heroines of the world, which are entrepreneurs who they see the problems and they have the solutions. And really, that's what we do to be successful in business.
It's very much a privilege to serve others, isn't it, Joy? Now, I also like to step away momentarily from the business space and ask you, what do you enjoy doing when you're not actually consulting and serving others? Do you have a pastime that you enjoy?
Yeah, so many things. I've spent 20 years living at the base of a mountain. I just recently moved a year ago, but I love nature.
Yes.
So, and have a beautiful, incredible hunk of a husband that I adore. We've been together for 5 years, my second marriage. And so walks at the lakes and swims at the lake, especially skiing, hiking, good times with friends. I'm a songwriter. I've got a guitar behind me in the back of my office. So I love music, and community is important. Yes. And probably like all of us, you know, I'm an information person. I like to take in quality education myself. So I listen to podcasts, Rick. That's why we're here. I love to binge on podcasts.
Oh, I'm blushing.
That's when I'm walking. You know, I like to put my feet up at the end of the day, literally lay on the floor and just watch YouTubes, get inspired, and continue to grow personally. For me, a big, big part of my life is personal development. And I think we can do that in fun. It doesn't have to always be serious. But I'm astute in that way, too. I really care about who I be and aspire to continue to become a more conscious and aware individual.
Yes, thank you so much for that. I think that's very important, that context about your life, because I think it reflects in how you serve others. Now, do you find that the environment, the literal environment that you are in, inspired you to create this wonderful book? How did this all come about? I'd love to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I do find in the stillness of nature and living in a small town in Northern California for 20 years, I was surrounded by nature, alpine lakes, right off the Pacific Crest Trail for people who are familiar with that area of the United States. And in the stillness of nature and that quietude is where I find my connection to something greater. And in the book, I talk about inspiration as really living in that place of connection with the great divine, whatever we call it, great spirit. So it came about the book through that quietness, through being inspired in nature. And of course, just the being that I am, artistic and playful at heart, of course, my life is full of inspiration.
Hence the reason the name of the book is Inspired. It's a wonderful, colorful, joyous cover. It's just one of those things that you want to look at. I keep looking at it going, what a wonderful book cover. Now, with this
That,
book,
wait, I just have to say something, Rick. It's so funny because you know how it is when well, maybe you know, anyone who's written a book, any of you listening who has written a book and published a book, and all your friends buy it and they feel so guilty because they haven't read it yet, right? Maybe have them read it or read part of it, and even if it's a great book, right? But I tell my friends, oh, it's okay, just enjoy the cover because you'll get the transition. All you got to do is look at the cover, you'll feel it. Because really, is about tapping into that which we each have within ourselves that allows us to express the
Yes.
inspiration. So I see inspiration as this incredible direct connection that we all have to our bright genius.
Yep.
And I see that as running as a vertical line like the spine.
Yep.
And when we outstretch our arms, we begin to give and receive in the world. And that horizontal line is the line of expression. And the book is really about letting ourselves be in that still point where we feel our truth, our true nature, and then to have that discernment to go out there and give our gifts. So the seventh wisdom of the book is all about, our purpose is to serve. So the book was written for anyone, but it is especially helpful for entrepreneurs. I've got more stories about business owners in there, and that's my experience. I grew professionally, personally, spiritually, by being a small business owner and entrepreneur since I graduated from college. It is a big, challenging, risk-taking, awesome experience to get out there and have a blank canvas and turn it into a business. And I know that's what everyone listening is in the process of or already has done. So we're in good company today.
It's funny. I'd like to deep dive into some of the elements of your book, but I just want to fast forward a little bit, and to that moment in time where you first received the hardcover first copy of your book. How did you feel?
I have a video of that. My publisher and I got on. It was amazing. We got on a Zoom call and I had a cup of tea in my hand and I started tearing up because it took a lot of work.
Of
It takes a lot
course.
of work. Yeah. And there was a letdown and a release and an excitement that all of this that only me, my editor, and beta readers had experienced, that all of this that was inside of that colorful cover could now reach other people. And my hope, once again, to serve, to awaken, to assist people in having courage,
Yes.
having the courage to really live their more potential, the possibility, the more awakened self that they be, the more actualized. And when I say actualized, I really mean doing things on the planet. I don't mean sitting in a cave. I mean getting up,
Yes.
rolling up our sleeves and offering solutions to people who need them.
You know, magic doesn't happen without waving the wand, doesn't it? You have to actually do some work. There's something behind this idea that you can just read a book and it will magically transform you into a successful business or entrepreneur. Now, part of this is I'd love to jump into some of the elements. You talk about your business growth map. Let's talk about that.
Oh, I love to talk about that because that is another one of those inspirations, like the book that came to me. And I have had the pleasure of playing with a business growth map model with my clients over the last few years. So Business Growth Map, MAP, stands for Momentum Aligned with Purpose. So it is a visual representation of a business plan. I have a whiteboard behind me, and it's one of the places I do this. I also go on site and offer VIP days. But the Business Growth Map takes that laborious task of planning and makes it playful. I taught entrepreneurship at the college level and for economic development institutes for years. So I have written and helped people write formal business plans and informal business plans, but to do it on a whiteboard in a visual representation that actually looks a lot like a wheel, with the center being the soul of the business, the mission, vision, and values. So the Business Growth Map helps entrepreneurs really orient towards how they want to grow, scale their business. And it includes the planning, the tracking, and the development. And I find that my clients love it because they remember it all, because it's circular and it's organic and it's a living, living map that they can shift and change and adapt with. As we all know, that's what businesses do. We consistently adapt.
You've talked about this in a way that it's, you know, it's all encompassing within this wheel. There are often times that I've experienced that people, young entrepreneurs who are just coming into the game, and they overlook critical elements. They don't know what the vision is. They don't know what the mission is. Therefore, they don't know what the strategy is. How do you manage that? What do you say to people that are willing to skip these vital steps?
Oh, well, it's just mandatory. You know, in working with me, the soul of your business, the mission, meaning the purpose, why the business exists, the vision, where the business is going. And it's okay, we can do a 2-year, 3-year, 10-year, but there needs to be a vision. And then thirdly, those values or guiding standards. That is essential because that infuses everything. How can you make a decision as a business owner if you don't know where you're going?
Absolutely.
And so what happens without vision is there's distraction and there's consistent uncertainty and lack of commitment, which, you know, sometimes is based on fear and sometimes it's just based on not knowing or innocence. So that vision is so key, but of course, so is the purpose. When we're making choices about like the left quadrant in the upper side is your product or offering quadrant. And that entails your client or customer journey and making sure that you have your price points and you're building in retention. And so how can you make decisions on the products you offer if you don't really know the vision or know why you exist? And then the values, if beauty or professionalism or the environment are values of the company, then that will also dictate the choices you make. For example, if you value the environment, you're probably going to be using recycled paper and more digital than paper in your marketing because you're infusing that value into your marketing efforts, but also your products. So important, and encourage people just take a moment. I offer some on my website, some resources to help people just fine tune or even just draft the soul of their business, the mission, vision, and values. Then you get into your products. Then you get into your outreach, your visibility.
The other steps. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. You talked about earlier a little bit, Joy, about fun, that feeling, I guess you'd say. But from a psychological standpoint, we can often fall off the rails, if you like. What do you say to the importance of mindset as it applies to growing a business?
Well, one of the quadrants of this business growth map is called you. And in the quadrant of you, I invite people to do a few things. And one of them is to look at their mindset and their beliefs. So in working with entrepreneurs now, gosh, I started at the college in 2008. So it's been over a decade. I pretty quickly could see who was going to succeed, who was going to have a rocky road, who might not ever make it.
Yeah.
And it all really boiled down to belief, more than skills, because you can learn skills. But the belief in yourself and your belief to learn and your belief to succeed and all of these positive beliefs, like also the belief that you are worthy to receive. That's a really profound belief.
Mm-hmm.
A belief that there are other people that will help you, a belief that business can be fun or easy. These are empowering beliefs. But beliefs like work is hard, or a belief like I really don't deserve this, or I can never really be happy, or you have to work hard to make a lot of money, those are limiting beliefs. And when we look at our lives, we will see what we truly believe, whether conscious or unconscious. So there's a bit of a deep dive psychologically there that I am happy to and carefully navigate with my clients. And I'm curious, Rick, because you asked the question, how is this landing for you, or what have you found to be true about the power of belief and mindset in business?
Oh, absolutely. I think you bring about what you think about. There's no uncertainty there. That's a truth in my world, because you can reinforce whatever belief that you bring to the forefront of your mind. So if you have a default negative perspective of the world, you're going to see it as a grey world. If you bring some colour and some vibrancy, you're going to see that colour and vibrancy. So it's very important to think about what you want rather than all the barriers that might get in your way, I think.
Yeah, and it's, I'm with you 100%, and it's not as easy as just deciding, oh, now I'm going to believe that life is for me, or I'm going to believe that I'm going to succeed. It's not a mental, it's not just a mental switch.
Yep.
It absolutely involves a little more depth and acceptance and self-compassion with where we are, where we just are right now. So it's not a denial technique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the first to notice that I must have some beliefs that are holding me back from the next growth that I'm anticipating in my business, right? So to look at those, to examine those, to bring more loving kindness to myself as I see how I'm butting up against some limitations.
Yes. So
there's a lot of different ways I work with people to help them move through those awarenesses. But I would just say in a nutshell, it's, you know, don't be so hard on yourself.
Absolutely.
Recognize
not.
The power of transformation, what it really, really is becoming aware. As soon as we are aware of something that was unconscious, the transformation begins. And our willingness to meet that with a little love, maybe a little humor, and feeling, allowing that feeling to arise while simultaneously having that loving kindness towards ourselves, that presence, that in itself begins the transformation. And then we start being at the right place at the right time to meet the people that can truly support us, help us, and therefore our business.
Yeah,
I mean, miracles happen. It
yes.
is absolutely unbelievable what can happen. What has happened for me, the more that I've been honest with my blind spots, which just last week I got a phone call from one of my mentors and she just nailed me. She called me out on something around my pricing that I had a blind spot.
Uh-huh. So, well, look, I think being that open book, as it were, in terms of your lifelong learning is critical given what you've talked about, Joy. I wonder if somebody has been, I guess, somewhat institutionalized by the people that surround them. They are a negative force in that person's life. Do you think that they have as much of a chance to become a successful entrepreneur and business owner, even though they've had all of that negativity fed into their brain? And how do you work with people like that who have had that sort of experience in life?
Oh, I there's no advantage or disadvantage. I met a wonderful spiritual teacher who said, you know, some of you have actually had the advantage of a difficult childhood. So that contrast,
yes.
that whatever experience we've all had in the past, we're all empowered to change today. So it's really, it's the same for all of us. We can start by asking ourselves more empowering questions. How could I become more optimistic? How could I change my life? If I were to be successful in my business, what would I want to learn next? Am I willing to begin to really stretch and grow? And you look at like Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, I mean, worldwide celebrities who are out here inspiring us today.
Yes, absolutely.
They had really difficult childhoods. So The big thing I would say, though, is start surrounding yourself, if this is relating to anyone, start surrounding yourself around people who you admire, people who you
Yes.
want to be like, because our net worth, our habits, a lot about us is based on the influences of our life. And so when I say good company, I do mean people, but I mean the podcast, I mean the book, I mean listening to Rick, listening to this. This is good company. So it's uplifting, and then it just rubs off. Starts
Absolutely.
rubbing off.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. This is it's making me feel very good, this call. I know that there's lots of gold tucked away inside of your book, and we're really only just touching the surface of it now. I'd love to just focus a little bit on some of the things, given the nature of our audience at the My Future Business Show, the entrepreneur, startup entrepreneurs and existing small to medium-sized businesses, Joy, and tell them what you would think or what you would have them believe and reinforce on their journey as they're just starting out. What are some of the top things that you would start to talk about?
Well, I think we've covered a lot of them. Getting really clear on the soul, the mission, vision, values is so important. Surrounding yourself with uplifting people and always learning. I'm going to go with always learning. So no matter where we are in business, and this is also for the big companies and the CEOs of the world, the ones that are really growing are the ones that are constantly open to learning. And so I always have themes. I've got a few things I'm working on professionally. I'm learning a lot more about copy right now. I wanted to improve my copywriting skills. So I'm a student, right? And that's what I would say is anyone who's on the path starting out at any level, consistently evaluate where is it that you could grow and learn more professionally, I'm talking about right now, and take a class. Never stop. Never stop growing and learning. Always be a student. Always be a student. It's what has been one of the most challenging aspects of myself that I've reckoned with is I've been a bit of a know-it-all. So yeah, I got that called out last year, and I realized that I had been isolating myself, that I wasn't letting other people show me things that could help me, that would move me forward more quickly. I had a stance, and I say had, although it rears its head now and again, too much arrogance, right? Where, oh no, I know what to do. I can do it. I can do it.
Who are you to tell me?
Right? No, I'm like, oh no, tell me how to do it better. Give me help. I'm like, I don't know. And the moment we're arrogant, the moment we think we know it all, and that's a bunch of pretense, we lose an opportunity. Now, having said that, of course, trust yourself, and I trust myself. When I get a strong sense of a direction I'm taking, I have a knowing. So when I have a knowing, I have a knowing, and I make a choice, and I make my business forever relevant. I might pivot. I make launch date choices. I make choice.
You make
But
choices.
I've learned not to be the know-it-all, that's for sure. I'm learning.
Yes.
And gosh, I'll tell you what, getting interviewed more and more, I can really see how there's just layers and layers of letting go of any of that pretense because I want to be authentic. And anyone who's in the industry of training, I know we have products and services and all sorts of industries on listening interview,
Yes.
but anyone in the public eye, ah, man, it's a beautiful process to get more and more honest and authentic and real. And I find the more I do that with my group as I train too or speak, wow, the more I get out of my own way, the more I'm surprised by what I say, the more I just feel a part of this creative juice that's
Yes.
happening. Me and students, right? And
Yes.
I'm really all about creating a teaching learning environment. So I might be the facilitator and I might be a subject matter expert. And there are some people who are in my courses online or in person who know more than me about certain subjects. And as soon as I know that, I'm the first to invite them to share with the group. So
Absolutely.
this is like Oh, I love it.
Yeah, there's
I
always somebody, there's already always somebody higher up, and I guess in the hierarchy of learning, isn't there, that we can turn to.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes there are students or clients in certain arenas, right? Great.
And then it
Bring
becomes
it
almost
on.
like a network opportunity to, build those links of business.
Yeah. And that's actually professionally one of the things I'm doing right now is learning more about this teaching, learning, peer learning type of training, which is a big trend in learning because it's community growth. And I want to know when it's my turn to lecture and know when it's my turn to cut loose and get people into groups so they can really work with each other and make some changes in their business.
This is some sage advice for everybody who's on the show today. Now, Joy, I'd love to, I guess, pivot a little bit and talk a little bit about how you serve your students. What is the, I guess, the modus operandi for your consulting business? When people find you, what is the process?
Well, this brings up a great moment to talk about the customer journey, right? And hopefully everyone has kind of thought this through. Now, people can enter at any point, but the most usual path would be someone lands on my website because they were referred to me, and often it's through relationships and word of mouth, some internet marketing. But they land and they'll see that I offer free master classes every month. So I give people an opportunity in these really subject-rich, content-creative, hour-long master classes to walk away with something awesome that helps them in their business. And so that's always step one. And of course, we know that as a list build opportunity, a sampler. I always encourage people either have people get on a free discovery call with you. Have them get a PDF, an ebook, something. I have that too, but people generally join one of my free classes or they hear me speak. But then there's a series of programs that I offer that are about the basics of marketing, like the foundations of marketing. Another course is about visibility and confidence and feeling better on video. And I also have a course teaching people how to lead online programs. So those are between $500 and $1,000 price points so people can jump on in and be a part of an environment. And then I do my VIP days and my private consulting, and some people jump there right away because they want to play with the business growth map. Giving people the options, and I like to be affordable. I like to open my arms to a wonderful new community every time I have a new cohort for my courses.
Yeah, so
And
well,
if,
that's you can see
yeah.
there, and I've looked over your website, and obviously you can get your book. Where can you get your book directly from your website, or is that on Amazon? Where can we
Or
find it?
Amazon. Yeah,
Fantastic.
but come back to, I would say go to A Soul Inspired Life because that's where the bonuses live. And so it's nice to get the book and then have access to some of the journals. And I have a quick reference and a few things that are add-ons through my
Fantastic.
website.
Well, look, everybody who's on the call today, as is traditional, I will be making the URL links back to Joy, asoulinspiredlife.com. Joy, it is actually a wonderful joy to have spent so much time talking about your wonderful journey in business and how you're helping your students. Thank you so very much for spending time with me on the My Future Business show today.
Oh, thank you, Rick. I hope it was helpful.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.